From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. As U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares to meet with China's president, he told reporters Saturday the U.S. and China are pledging to work together in addressing the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program. During a news conference with his Chinese counterpart, Tillerson said regional tensions have reached a dangerous level. Tillerson has been calling on Beijing to step up its efforts to encourage North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
The track that we are now on is to use a number of steps with ever greater number of actions ahead of us that involve sanctions, which the United Nations Security Council has already approved, including China, which voted for those sanctions, and that we are calling on all countries to now fully implement those sanctions.
On Friday, Tillerson said the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table. French officials say a man with suspected connections to Islamic extremists was fatally shot at a Paris airport Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. No one else was injured at the Paris airport. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connection to radical Islam. Authorities say the man is also suspected of shooting a police officer earlier Saturday during a traffic stop before stealing a car at gunpoint in a Paris suburb. Saturday's airport attack occurred as France remains under a state of emergency after attacks over the past 2 years that have killed 235 people. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration has appealed a decision by federal courts in the states of Maryland and Hawaii that struck down parts of the newest Trump travel ban, both ruling that it discriminated against Muslims. Mr. Trump reacted this way.
This ruling makes us look weak, which, by the way, we no longer are, believe me. Just look at our border.
President Trump's new travel ban, which was supposed to go into effect early Thursday, was reissued with the intention of overcoming any legal concerns with the first travel ban. Buses began transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. Officials say the exodus will take several weeks. Thousands of civilians are also expected to leave Homs rather than risk arrest by the Syrian security forces. A rocket launched from the Gaza Strip Saturday exploded near the Israeli city of Ashkelon, drawing a response from Israel. No one was injured by the rocket, which landed in an open area. Israel responded to the rocket attack by targeting two Hamas outposts with tank and aircraft fire. They also reported no casualties. Somalia officials say Malaysia is sending troops to the drought-stricken country as part of the humanitarian mission to avert famine and save the lives of thousands of people. The Malaysian defense minister said Saturday his country will send 3 officers, 17 personnel from the Armed Forces Medical Corps to Somalia, along with food and medical supplies. Somalia appealed for help early this week during a diplomatic meeting in Malaysia. Hillary Clinton, who lost the presidential election to Donald Trump last year, says she is, in her words, ready to come out of the woods and help Americans find common ground. During a speech Friday, Clinton urged a divided country to work together to solve problems, recalling how as First Lady, she met with female leaders working to bring peace to Northern Ireland. Aside from making speeches in the coming weeks, Clinton also is working on a book of personal essays that she says will include some reflections on her loss to Trump. Officials at the U.S. National Park Service says cold weather has destroyed half of Washington's beloved cherry blossoms. The display normally attracts more than 1 million tourists to the Capitol. A late winter storm brought snow freezing temperatures this week, just as the peak display of blossoms was about to begin. Japan donated the cherry trees to the U.S. in 1912 to honor the two countries' friendship. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.